I power off my e-reader and toss it over onto the sofa, pressing my fingers to my eyes and rubbing the tiredness out of them. What the hell did I just read? Why does it even matter? It all pays the same, which is in the high six figures. My following grows every quarter by 7 to 12%, which has my editor Clark jizzing himself. The advertising revenue alone, generated by my column, more than pays both his salary and mine. Put out one review a week, and then spend the rest of those days answering the peeps who leave comments, opinions, and wisecracks on the website and on Greatreads. And the dissenters? Ha! As if I would ever let them have the last word. The indie book reviews always garner a shitload of activity in my reviews comments. You see, the problem with indies is that they have thin skin. Because if they didn't, they'd submit their masterpieces to one of the big five and take their just desserts. Most of the time, that would be a boilerplate buzz-off notice on formal letterhead, if they got a response at all. Now, some of them, at least, have managed to latch on to an agent, but that's no guarantee of literary success. An agent is just another leech who sucks a percentage of royalties out of the pot. And usually that is on the foreign rights to self-published books. The agents then pick and choose which future manuscripts they might try to shop to the big publishing houses, right here in New York. My attention is drawn to the light scratching on the door of my loft. It's after 5 in the afternoon. Muffy's here. Pussy at my door. I open it and the long-haired gray angora feline sashays into my apartment like she owns it. She whines, looking up at me. Purr for me first, baby. I reply, heading towards my kitchen, where I know she'll follow. This is a daily routine for us. Mrs. Ida Watley's prized kitty loves the caviar I feed her. Daily. I don't dare tell the old lady that I do, otherwise she'd expect me to cat-sit for her when she makes her semi-annual journey to Palm Springs to visit her sister. No way am I up for that BS. I place 2 spoonfuls of the fresh caviar into Muffy's bowl by the stove. She has her purr going on high volume. I place the bowl on the floor next to my feet and watch as she quickly runs to it and begins devouring the beluga. Only the best for you, my lovely pussy, I say, feeling myself smile. If only other female species were so quickly satisfied by so little, I say to no one. Muffy is finished, and contentedly grooming herself like the pristine cat that she is. Just then, I hear Ida calling for her in the hallway. Time to go, I say. As I open the front door, I catch Ida ready to knock.
Oh, hello, Mr. B,
she says, smiling her wrinkled smile. She's 83, but that has not diminished the sparkle she still has in her blue eyes. I'm not a social person. That much you need to know. But I have somehow managed to allow Ida Watley into my inner circle, which is made up of 2. Me and her. Hello, Mrs. Watley, I greet. Muffy came over for her daily visit.
Oy, I just don't know what it is with my cat,
she replies, bending down to scoop Muffy up into her arms.
She's never taken to anyone the way that she's taken to you. That means you're a good person. Did you know that?
I didn't. But I'll take Muffy's word on it, I reply, giving her a wink.
Oh, Mr. B,
she says, flashing me a shy grin.
I dunno why some fancy woman hasn't already staked her claim on you. Such a shame. Such a shame.
But hey, I got a date tonight, so we'll see.
Fingers crossed, Mr. B,
she says, walking down the hallway toward her apartment.
By the way, loved your review of Quincy's Soul. Made mincemeat out of that, Indy, didn't ya?
She is still cackling in amusement as she closes the door of her apartment. Yeah, Ida Watley knows that I'm Babu. And she doesn't hold that against me. In fact, she is quite entertained by my reviews and recommendations. I have to admit that I'm intrigued that a woman her age embraces the internet the way she does. My own mother, who is way younger, is still intimidated by the information highway. Go figure.